I'm Mark Mallett. Welcome to the Now Word for this February 19th, 2016. As we continue our Lenten retreat now into day 10, yesterday we were talking about making frequent confessions, but today I want to look at how to make a good confession. Well, just as important as going to confession on a regular basis is, so too is knowing how to make a good confession. And this is more important than many realize, since it is the truth which sets us free. What happens then when we obscure or hide the truth? Well, there's a very revealing exchange in the Gospel of John between Jesus and his skeptical listeners that exposes the nature of Satan. Jesus says, "Why do you not understand what I'm saying? Because you cannot bear to hear my word. You belong to your father the devil, and you willingly carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he speaks in character, because he is a liar and the father of lies." Well, Satan is a liar, indeed the father of lies, but are we not his children then when we imitate him? You see, Christ's listeners here are sidestepping the truth because Jesus said they can't bear to hear his words. But we do the same when we refuse to come into the light as we are. As St. John wrote, "If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we acknowledge our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us of every wrongdoing. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." So whenever you enter the confessional, if you hide or downplay your sins, you are in some way saying, "We have not sinned." But in so doing, you're giving legal ground for Satan to maintain a stronghold in that area of your life, even if it's just a thread. But even a thread tied tightly around a bird's foot can keep it from flying. Exorcists tell us that confession, in fact, is one of the most powerful forms of exorcism. Why? Because when we walk in truth, we are walking in the light, and the darkness cannot remain. Turning again now to St. John, we read, "God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his Son, Jesus, cleanses us from all sin." Brothers and sisters, we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus only when we walk in the light of truth. And so when you enter the confessional, the church is taught that it's good to tell the priest how long it's been since your last confession. Why? In so doing, you help him to understand the general health of your soul, not only by how long it's been since your last confession, but how much you're struggling in the spiritual battle in between confessions. And this helps the priest in the counsel, too, that he will give. Second, and this is most important, it is crucial to state exactly the sins you have committed, and even the number of times. In the first place, this brings into the light the wrong committed, thereby loosening Satan's grip in this area of your life. So if you say, for example, "Well, Father, I haven't had a great week. I got angry with my wife." When in fact what you did was hit your wife, well, then you're not being quite honest at this point. Rather, you're subtly trying to put yourself in a good light so Father thinks you're not such a bad person. But all you're really doing now is adding pride to your list of sins. No. Leave aside all excuses, all defenses, and simply say, "I am so sorry, for I have done this or that this many times." In this way, you're leaving no room for the devil. More importantly, your humility in this moment is opening the path for God's healing love and mercy to work its miracles in your soul. It says in the Catechism, "When Christ's faithful strive to confess all the sins that they can remember, they undoubtedly place all of them before the divine mercy for pardon. But those who fail to do so and knowingly withhold some place nothing before the divine goodness for remission through the mediation of the priest. For if the sick person is too ashamed to show his wound to the doctor, the medicine cannot heal what it does not know. So the explicit confession of all your sins is not for God's sake, but for your own. You know, he already knows your sins. In fact, he knows the sins you're not even aware of. Which is why I usually end my confessions by saying, I ask the Lord to forgive me for those sins which I can't remember or that I'm not aware of. However, before making a confession, I always ask the Holy Spirit to help you make a good examination of conscience so that you're prepared and will remember to the best of your ability your transgressions since your last visit to the sacrament. Now, this may sound legalistic or scrupulous, but here's the point. The Father knows that in exposing your wounds, you can find the healing, freedom, and joy that he desires you to have. In fact, as you count your sins, the Father is not. Recall the prodigal son. The Father embraced the boy upon his return before he made his confession, before he stated his unworthiness. So too, the Heavenly Father runs to embrace you also as you approach the confessional. It says in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, in this parable of the prodigal son, the boy got up and went back to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. In the parable, then, the father allows his son to confess his sin because the son needed to reconcile on his part. Overcome with joy, the father cried out for a new robe, new sandals, and a new ring to be placed on his son's finger. You see, brothers and sisters, the sacrament of reconciliation isn't there to rob you of your dignity, but precisely to restore it. Now, while it's not strictly necessary to confess venial sins, those everyday faults, it's nevertheless strongly recommended by Mother Church. It says in the Catechism, indeed, the regular confession of our venial sins helps us form our conscience, fight against evil tendencies, let ourselves be healed by Christ, and progress in the life of the Spirit. By receiving more frequently through this sacrament the gift of the Father's mercy, we are spurred to be merciful as he is merciful. Very simply then, confess everything, bearing the depths of your soul in true sorrow and contrition, setting aside any attempt to justify yourself. As Jesus said to Saint Faustina, do not argue with me about your wretchedness. You will give me pleasure if you hand over to me all your troubles and griefs. I shall heap upon you the treasures of my grace. Saint Augustine said, the beginning of good works is the confession of evil works. You do the truth and come to the light. And brothers and sisters, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive and cleanse you of all wrongdoing. He will restore you to himself as he did when you were baptized. And he will love and bless you even more, since there is more rejoicing in heaven, it says in Luke, over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. In summary then, it is necessary to fully bear one soul in confession so that the Lord may fully heal it. Proverbs 28 says, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy.